Is it correct to say I'm calling the meeting to order?
Yes, but before you can do or we do that, I would need to read the opening script.
Yes, okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, no
The
problem.
opening script.
No problem. All right, welcome everyone. If you lose connection at any time, reconnect by clicking the link in your email invite. Committee members, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Use the raise hand feature if you wish to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. Staff, please activate your video when you are asked when you are speaking. Use the raise hand feature when you are asked a question. For members of the public, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon by the chair. Please do not use your video. Chair, the floor is yours.
Okay. Would you like to do the roll call?
Sure. All right. Duane Gray. Oh,
Present.
you're on mute. Oh. All
Present.
right. Gray present. Greg Reed.
Present.
Reed present. Alder Isidore Knox.
Present.
Knox present. Madeline O'Connor.
Present.
O'Connor present. Mary Strickland.
Present.
Strickland present, and Alder Tag Evers had notified that he has to attend another meeting, another committee meeting. So he's excused absent. All right. President O'Connor, a quorum is present.
Thank you. So the first item is the approval of the minutes from October 10th.
I move for approval of the minutes.
I second.
Thank you. Motion is, oh, man.
So if you could say that, ask if there's any objections, and if there aren't any, then it would be considered a unanimous vote.
Okay. Are there any objections? Hearing none, motion approved and is unanimous.
Perfect.
Okay. Are there any public comments?
At this time, there are no members of the public registered to speak, so there's no public comment.
Thank you. Are there any disclosures and recusals?
Nope, none for me.
President O'Connor, we do have on the agenda a communications. I'm not sure if Matt has any communications, but
I do not have any.
okay.
Okay, thank you. So then the first item of business is item 2, MRCDC Resolution 25, authorizing a purchase and sale agreement to purchase the land and improvements at 755 Braxton Place.
Yep, we decided to handle development of the triangle through MRCDC. There's just a lot of technical advantages to that. The CDA for B1 transferred site control to MRCDC so that MRCDC could apply for tax credits. We received those. So now we're moving on to phases 2 and 3. What this would do is transfer site control from the CDA to MRCDC so that MRCDC could go ahead and apply for tax credits to keep moving ahead with B2 and B3. That's what this resolution is. There's a companion resolution that'll be at CDA for them to approve the transfer of control for the purposes of applying for tax credits.
Are there any comments from commissioners? Oh, Alder Knox.
Yes, can you guys hear me? Yeah, Matt. I don't have my agenda here handy, but so is this for all of the CDA property on the site or just for a portion of it?
Yep, so this is for the remainder of the site. So we've already transferred the parking lot and the site where the first piece goes. So then this handles Gay Braxton, Caribous, and Parkside. Okay. And then this only goes through if we get tax credits and everything works out.
Okay, thank you. All right, thanks. Thank you. That's all. That's the only question I had.
Any other comments or questions?
I got a question.
Okay.
I've got a question. Matt, can you just clarify the current number of units we're looking at putting up there in Triangle?
Sure. So so right now there's 336 units we have there today. So B1, 2, and 3 replace those. So then after we've replaced all of the units that are there today, the master plan that you approved shows up to 800 more units that are there. Now those buildings aren't designed, so there's nothing that's going to force you to go that high, but we've planned for up to 800 additional units on top of the 336.
So 1,136 total units?
Roughly.
Okay. Thank you. And of those 1,136, what percentage will be affordable versus market rate?
Can you give
estimate?
So most of them most of the buildings would be mixed income. So right now the master plan doesn't show any true market rate units. So even units that are on the higher end of that mixed income spectrum, I think what we laid out in the master plan is that you would commit to not going to maximum rents that would be allowed, to keeping annual rent increases at cost. And that would be a pretty small percentage, probably, 10-15% would be at, closer to 80 or 100% of median income. The bulk of the rest of the units are going to be serving 50, 60%. So really kind of workforce is going to make up the majority of the rent.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Gray?
Thank you, Chairman Madden. So thanks, Matt, for having us talk about this. And so one of the concerns that I have is, have you guys looked specifically at, let's say, individuals like senior citizens, individuals that's handicapped, individuals that basically meet the low income, medium income criteria? How do we begin to start thinking about how many of these individuals will actually be able to kind of reside in these new buildings under the new criteria?
Sure. So in the new buildings, we've only roughly outlined kind of what they are, because we know that we're not going to start development of them until, probably 2028. And so the underlying programs could evolve between now and then. The demands could change between now and then. So we don't have that spelled out in really any detail. So I think if we are successful in getting awarded funding for B2 and B3, after we get to the point of maybe starting construction, we would relook at where the demand is and where the programs are and come back to you with a plan to say that the site where Gay Braxton is today, maybe that's the right spot for a mixed income family sort of development. Or we would say, there's really a high demand for senior housing in this area. That's where we want to go to next. So we would do that analysis and bring it back to you for a decision in a couple of years once we get through the replacement units.
Okay. Thank you, Matt.
Are there any other comments or questions? Or is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
I second Gray, Dwayne, Commissioner Gray second.
Are there any objections?
Nope, not for
Hearing
me.
None, I believe we have a motion to approve resolution 25. Is there anything else to discuss? Or sorry, Alder Knox?
Yeah, move for adjournment.
Second. Ms. Mary.
Thank you. I believe the meeting is adjourned.
See you in a minute.
Thank you, Chairman Madeline.
Bye.